Good morning, it's 6:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. In the NHL yesterday, the Bruins wasted a 2-0 lead, but still beat the Penguins in overtime, 3-2. The Capitals edged the Islanders, 3-2. The Sabres defeated the Rangers, 3-2. And the Flyers routed the Devils, 5-3. In the NBA, the Jazz downed the Knicks, 108-94. The Hawks topped the Clippers, 108-99. And the Rockets romped the Wizards, 107-88. In men's college basketball, UConn held off Butler, 63-51. The Pacers say Caris LeVert will be out indefinitely after having surgery to treat a cancerous growth on his left kidney. Doctors found the small mass during a post-trade physical after Brooklyn traded LeVert to Indiana in the deal that got them James Harden. Officials say no additional treatment is needed and LeVert is expected to make a full recovery. And former Knick and fan favorite Hawthorne Wingo has died at age 73. Wingo played four seasons for the Knicks in the 1970s. He was a late-season signing and a reserve on New York's 1972-1973 championship team. Fans would chant for Wingo to come to the game and then cheer wildly once he checked in at the scorer's table. In MLB news, the Phillies reportedly agreed to a 5-year, $115.5 million contract with All-Star catcher JT Realmuto. His average annual salary of $23.1 million will become the highest for a catcher, topping the $23 million Joe Mauer averaged in his 8-year deal with the Twins. And there will be no Class of 2021 at this summer's Baseball Hall of Fame induction ceremony in Cooperstown. In announcing last night's election results, Hall of Fame President Tim Mead says no one made the cut.
No candidate reached the necessary 75% threshold for election. Kurt Schilling led the group with votes on 71.1% of ballots cast, finishing just 16 votes short of election.
This summer's ceremony will focus on the Class of 2020, which has yet to celebrate due to the coronavirus pandemic. I'm Jesse King.